Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the
8th of May.
8th of May.
Good morning.
Like a little jingle, innit?
Do.
I hope you're all well. Right. What are we doing today?
Well, it's a lovely sunny day, so I thought we'd do ice lollies today.
Oh, nice. Bit of ice lollies. Lovely.
And I'm going to give you the first one, which you might want to put a little jingle to.
Pina colada. Do you like pina coladas? We'll do that in a minute.
And getting caught in the rain.
Yeah. Ari update. Ari update. How do you say it? Ari or Ari?
Ari.
Oh, I don't know if I could say it. Ari. Ari.
You could. Ari. You could if you was telling him off.
Yeah. Ari. Okay.
He is now £3 dead on after losing his little baby weight. And he is on 4 mil every 2 hours of breast milk. And he will soon be drinking pints of Guinness like his papa Yid.
Yeah, good boy. That's the way. That's the way forward. And we liked Online Trader's little tweet this morning.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture, that is.
It is. One of them is remarkably like Winston, isn't it?
Yes.
But I can assure you, my house will not be like that. He's been an absolute pain in the arse since 5:30 this morning. And I mentioned Brighton yesterday. I was talking about football. When you left, I was talking about Brighton.
Okay.
Because they're going to play on neutral grounds, which you've got no interest in this.
But
we went to the Amex, didn't we? I said I went to the Amex and it was with you.
We
won tickets off Sky, didn't we?
Yes.
And they happened to be in the away end. So
we were incognito.
We went incognito. We had to sit quietly. And it was quite an experience, wasn't it?
It was eye-opening, to say the least. Particularly how the other side fans felt about Spurs players.
There was no friendliness at all. It really was funny, wasn't it?
It was hysterical.
We sat on the halfway line, quite near the pitch behind, and we had two guys behind us.
And we thought we couldn't look round because we couldn't, and we thought they were old men, didn't we?
Yeah.
They was proper.
Do you want to do an impression of them?
Harry Kane, you big girl's blouse. Get out. Referee, tell him. Give him a card.
Very good. I think there was a few swear words in there as well. So, yeah, it was like 45 minutes of absolute belting her ears off, wasn't it?
Everything
like a Brighton player. I mean, it happens everywhere. A Brighton player fouls someone. Nothing wrong with it. And then a Spurs player touches a Brighton player and they are rolling around.
What was the date we went?
It was a midweek game. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, but time of year, it was springtime, I thought.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah. Yeah, because we went down and had a walk along the beach and everything on the day, didn't we? Couldn't have had an ice lolly.
We did have fish and chips, I believe.
We did, yeah, you have to, didn't you? When you go seaside town, you got to have fish and chips. Yeah. But then at half time, these two guys were brilliant because they pulled out a box of after eight mints.
Which, saying it's springtime, they must have had them left over from Christmas.
Yeah, might well have done.
Or bought them cheap.
Yeah, and they tapped us on the shoulder and said, really sorry. They didn't know we were Spurs fans. We never let on we were Spurs fans. We just sat quietly, didn't we? Didn't jump when Spurs scored or anything.
I do believe they went 1-0 up, Spurs, and then...
And then gave away a penalty.
Yes, that's right.
It was 1-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kept the lead for about 3 minutes.
They got a little tiny player, haven't they?
What was his name? I can't remember his name. Yeah, I don't
it
think
was Stocky thing.
I don't think he plays for him anymore. I think he plays in the
Championship.
I know,
but he was like their hero.
Yeah, I can't remember his flipping
Well, the F's and B's and all sorts that was coming out their mouths.
Yeah. But then they tapped us on the shoulder at half time and said, sorry about that, guys, sorry about the language. Would you like some after eights to make up for it, didn't they? And dished after eights around where everybody sat
around. Yeah, but when I turned around and looked at them, they was only in their 20s, weren't they?
Yeah, and then, they did sound like old men. And then the second half, they gave the after eights out, then second half did the same
again. It was worse, I think.
So that's the dissonance, you see, with not having neutral ground. You've got to have your fans behind you. Whole thing's gone to shit. Right, do your ice lollies.
Okay. This is a Hairy Biker's recipe. So they're low fat. Good for you, better for you than normal ones. So they say they make them with ice lolly trays with 6 holes, but you can use ice cube trays if you want. The pina colada recipe is as follows. You will need 150 ml of reduced fat coconut milk, 150 grams of fresh or canned pineapple, 1 tablespoon of rum or Malibu, and 1 tablespoon of honey or sugar. there is about 44 calories in a 50ml lolly. So Suggsy can have a few if he wants.
On his diet. 5-2 diet.
So you put the coconut milk, pineapple drained if you're using canned, and the rum or Malibu into a blender and blitz until smooth. Taste for sweetness. Add some sugar or honey if you think it needs it. Then blitz again. Spoon off any foam and pour the liquid into molds, ice cube trays, and freeze until set. It's as simple as that.
Do you like pina coladas?
We've got a blueberry banana and yogurt one. And a strawberry and orange one.
Yeah, do the blueberry one. Healthy superfood.
Yeah, brain food.
Brain food.
So you want 100ml of fat-free natural yogurt, one banana, about 100 grams when peeled, juice of a half a lime, 100 grams of blueberries, a few drops of vanilla extract, and a tablespoon of honey. Put the yogurt, banana, lime juice, and half the blueberries in a blender with the vanilla and honey. Blend until fairly smooth. There'll probably be some flecks of blueberry, but that's fine. Add the remaining blueberries and pulse a couple of times to break them up roughly. And again, put them into the moulds and freeze until they're ready to
eat.
Lick the lollies.
I do like a nice lolly. Cider.
No, you like the fruit pastel ones.
Oh, I love the fruit pastel lolly. Yes. Yeah, that is a thing of beauty. I love fruit pastels. I love jellies.
You do. A bag of jellies disappears in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I do like a jelly. We had that on Twitter the other day. Is that it? You got anything else? Or are we done here?
I think so. I think we're done.
Poker tonight. You playing?
Yeah, I'm playing. And I'm going to open a bottle of Prosecco and be reckless.
Right, okay, fair play. There you go. Look out then. She'll be gone in about 5 minutes. Kicks off at 7:30. She'll be out by 7:35. Come and join us for poker tonight. We're getting close, I suppose, to the period where we'll have to stop them.
I think they're trying to keep Kelly and I separate because we've not been on each other's table at all.
Oh, well, neither of you last that long, do you?
Oi! You twat. Right, I'm going. Shitbag.
Right, see you later.
Leave
it dirty. See you later.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Oh, you're talking to them, not me. Right,
no,
okay.
Not you, you idiot.
Right, okay. See you later. Right, well, we got the news yesterday, didn't we? The Bundesliga is back on the 16th, so that is next Saturday. I tweeted, and I was only joking, somebody actually had sent me a message asking if I how I'd forgotten what I was going to do. I've done it for 12 years. I haven't forgotten what I was going to do. It's just a joke. Honestly, you can't do anything in this day and age, can you? So we have got the Bundesliga. So next Friday will be an Ultimate process. I've been doing a lot of stuff for Ultimate with the help of people like Art and Ryan and the layout and adding extra stuff. First thing to say is this season nothing will change. I will produce the sheet as is, but I may add another version of it. We're going to mark home and away favourites going forward. And actually, when you look at that and filter home favourites, I mean, actually, it only factors in the price range, sort of from 2.5, 2.6 through to 3. Obviously, if a team is 1.3, 1.4, you know they're a home favourite, and vice versa. But it does actually make quite an interesting filter. So we're going to have the home and away favourites added, and also constructed some FTS ELO ratings, and I have to thank Art because we've gone right back through to the start of the database to do this, and they will certainly be part of next season's going forward, whether we get them out this season. But as I say, I'd just produce two sheets. I'd produce the original layout and then I would produce this second layout, which in effect would be the new one for next season. But we've got the full ELO ratings and then converting those into match odds as well. Our own calculation to get them, accounting for different strengths of home and what the scoreline is. So yeah, hopefully they'll be useful to some people. We're going to have a couple of test runs next week, and as I say, I will produce two sheets, but good, hopefully good stuff. Always trying to move bits forward for you. So I hope that that's useful. And next week I'll have some Bundesliga-only stats. We'll focus on the Bundesliga through next week through the goals markets, everything, in anticipation of it. The stat today, we've got Korean football and Belarusian football. The game, there's a Korean game on at the minute. I didn't have any interest in at all. My numbers pretty much match was available. But I have got a couple of bets for this afternoon. You can do it whatever way you like. The game is the 3 o'clock game. Sluts versus Energetic. Slutsk. I put a K on the end. Slutsk versus Energetic. There's value in the gold markets here, both the 1.5 and 2.5. So you can play one or both. If you're going to play the 1.5, my advice would be wait sort of 20 minutes. If you're going to play the 2.5, drip it in through the first sort of 10 minutes. Let it get to 2.0. And then drip it in from there would be how I would play that. So Sluts versus Energetic, and it's another one. If it was 0-0 at half time, I would go in again and I'd probably lay the draw late on to cover my liability if still 0-0. But there's value in the goals in that game. And I will, of course, have a look at tomorrow's games and Sunday's games through the weekend. We're also looking to start a fantasy football. Be great if people could play along. Chrissy Spreadsheets has created a database. Ryan's done some work to get it functioning on the website. I need to do a little video to show how it works. I need to speak to Ryan and at the minute just tying our diary together to get that to happen. It's probably going to start next week. But just look out for that, and if you can invite your friends and get them to play along, basically you're given a virtual £1,000 bank, and you can bet on all the markets. We've priced up all the games, we've got a database of historical results. It is purely fun. I'll probably put a couple of prizes up. I haven't thought about that side yet, but it'll just be something in this lack of football. I know we've got some football coming back that I thought you can get your teeth into having a little bet. So I'll hopefully have more news on that on Monday now, and we'll get that out next week. I mean, it may be that I have more news by the weekend and I'll get it out on Monday, but just look out for that. And as I say, if we could get as many people playing it as possible, just a bit of fun really. A fantasy football league where you literally can bet with a virtual bank on a full season of fixtures that we've created, so thanks to the guys for that as well. And obviously we've got the biggest, haven't we? The biggest announcement. I wonder at 7 o'clock, like it'll be one of the biggest rated things on Sunday on British TV, I would think. The next phase of this lockdown. I wonder if it'll do like Donald and come out and claim it was bigger than EastEnders at Christmas or whatever. But I think we're all waiting to see what that's going to be on Sunday. My personal view is it's going to be not what people are thinking. I think they're going to be very, very cautious. I think the biggest mistake he made was announcing a week before that he was going to make an announcement and allowing everybody who's got too much time on their hands to ramp things up. We'll see what happens Sunday, won't we? Right, book of the day. Sports theme. I really enjoyed the movie as well. Some people said they didn't like, but I enjoyed the movie and the book, which is The Blind Side by Michael Lewis, which is basically the story of an American footballer, true story of an American footballer who was born into a family of 13. His mother was a drug addict. He didn't even know his name. And a rich white family basically picked him up off the street, enrolled him in a school, and he went on to become an NFL player for Baltimore. I think it was Baltimore, yeah. I enjoyed the movie and the book. The same guy who wrote Moneyball. So there you go, The Blind Side, book and film, I would say. Book and film. If you're playing charades, you'd do both the symbols, book and film. The Blind Side, really good. She's done the ice lollies. We've done the blind side. We've done the Slutsk game. Joke. We've got a poker joke. We're having poker tonight. Matt White sent in a poker joke. Not the best, but it's okay. I came home from the pub 4 hours late last night. Where the bloody hell have you been, screamed my wife. I said, I've been playing some poker with some blokes. Playing poker with some blokes, she repeated. Well, you can pack your bags and get out. So can you, he said. This isn't our house anymore. Very good, son. Very good. He's put a little have a good day at the end. Thank you, Matt. You have a good day as well. There you go. Joke of the day. We've not. Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? She coming on a Friday. Misses my singing. She don't let me sing. I get bollocked in the house if I sing. Right, where are we at? Where are we? That's it. So we've done the stats. We've done that. As I say, we'll have a load of Bundesliga stuff. And hopefully we'll have that new layout for Ultimate on site. I think you'll like our ratings. I do think you will like them and the conversion of those towards with value figures. Absolutely superb. Particularly being able to date it backwards. Something I always wanted to do. It's one of the bonuses of the lockdown. I've been able to get some stuff done that I probably would never have done. Because the window in the summer wouldn't have been big enough. Particularly with all the other football going on. That's it. That's the other thing. I knew I had something else on my mind. I said yesterday about caution. Obviously, when these leagues start back up and we don't know what's going to happen, particularly if the Premier League goes neutral venues, etc. I mean, everybody's free to do what they want to do. It's an interesting debate. And Joe, I think, who posted afterwards, Joe Hamilton, sort of said it is an interesting debate. It is an interesting conversation. I get that. But my overriding, as I said, caution, and I know we've been starved of action. You don't have to have a bet. It's this feeling that people have, I've got to have a bet. You haven't got to have a bet. There's nothing wrong with taking a watching brief. When it does start up, it's not going to go away forever. It will be back, and we'll get there. So don't fret about it. Patience and caution. That's the two things that I think should be overriding in people. It just amazes me. I say it so often, how quickly people want to dive into stuff without really thinking it through. And you wouldn't do it in any other business. You wouldn't just go and buy a shop and instantly open the doors there. You'd do a load of research beforehand. Just take your flipping time, honestly. Right, have a good weekend. I will be back tomorrow. As I say, I'll have a look at tomorrow's games and I'll have updates on things like Ultimate and that over the next week. But we've got some football to look forward to starting up next Saturday. A bit unfair calling it proper football, but it is proper football for me, the Bundesliga. Right, have a good Friday. See a lot of you in the poker tonight, hopefully. I'm enjoying those evenings, so come and join us, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.